As police officer Jared McDonald ran toward a Bourne condo on an early frigid February morning 2 years ago, he could hear gunfire. He didn't know where it was coming from or who it was meant for. Then he hit the ground. He'd been shot in the spine.
Right away, the pain was immense. I had a lack of use of my leg instantly. But I knew what it was. I knew what I had to do. So as soon as I hit the ground, I actually pulled myself backwards with my hands to get to a safe place.
Outside the Monument Beach home belonging to Lisa and Anna Trubnikova, a married couple who served in the Coast Guard, police found a car on fire, blocking access to the condo. The car belonged to Adrian Thomas Loya, also a member of the Coast Guard, who police say began shooting at McDonald and other first responders. Now retired from police work, McDonald recently spoke to us about that night, his service dog sitting at his feet. For 2 years, the canine companion has walked virtually every step of the recovery with McDonald. He named the dog Bullet.
I'm happy where I'm at. It's something that I continue to tell people. I don't want people to feel bad for me. I did my job. This was the consequence, and I'm okay with that.
The Commonwealth later awarded McDonald the state's top honor for bravery. And 5 months after the shootings, a grand jury indicted Loya on 30 charges, including the assault on Officer McDonald and the murder of Lisa Trubnikova. Loya and Trubnikova knew each other. Almost a decade ago, they were stationed together in Anchorage, Alaska. They were friendly until Lisa got married. At trial, prosecutors will argue that a jealous Loya planned an elaborate killing. Days before, he drove 600 miles from his home in Chesapeake, Virginia, where he served as a petty officer, to a motel close to Trubnikova's home. Defense attorney Drew Segadelli will argue that Loya is not criminally responsible for what he's accused of doing that night.
I think he understands the gravity of it, the gravity of his predicament, so it's not necessarily all bright and flowery future, but he's hanging in there. He's always been very good to work with, always been a gentleman, always been proper.
Lisa Trubnikova was the only woman working out of Joint Base Cape Cod as an information systems technician when she was murdered. Now, as the state seeks justice, Trubnikova's fellow officers recall her quick humor and unmatched work ethic.
I'd take a whole shop of Lisa's any day of the week.
That's her supervisor, Chief Warrant Officer Sean Wichlands.
The thing that stands out to me is that perseverance, you know, that drive, that dedication to be the consummate professional.
Trubnikova was awarded for good conduct while serving with the department known as Electronic Support Detachment. That unit handles radio and navigation support for the Coast Guard on the Cape and Islands and in Rhode Island. Second-class Petty Officer Tanner Harmon remembers training with Trubnikova several years ago in California at what's known as A School.
She was such a good tech. She was the best of us. It was impossible to catch up with her.
It was at school in 2011 when Lisa Berlanga, who was from Texas, met Anna Trubnikova. They married later that year in New York and moved to Cape Cod. Lisa took Anna's last name. We could not reach Anna for comment on this story, but Lisa's friends and coworkers had only kind things to say about Lisa and the legacy she leaves.
She had the ability to motivate people without raising a voice.
That's Peter Gershel, a civilian tech in the Coast Guard, who worked side by side with Lisa.
It's unfortunate what happened to her, but what she left here as a mark will live on forever.
Gruesome details about what happened that night in February 2015, many of them not yet public, are expected to come out at trial. Until then, Loya is being held at Bridgewater State Hospital, a high-security psychiatric facility for those both charged with and convicted of crimes. For WCAI, I'm Patrick Flannery.